Will you notice now what takes place here? And this is a very wonderful thing that takes place. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And now they're having breakfast together. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. That's verse 13. And now verse 14. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. Now what we have here, three times, we have the Lord Jesus interrogating this man. And he takes Simon Peter. He's calling this faltering, failing, fumbling disciple to service. And three times our Lord interrogates him. Why three times? Well, he responds three times, and three times Christ gives him the commission. Why three times? Well, Simon Peter denied him three times. And Simon Peter's called to the ministry after the miraculous catch of fish. Simon Peter lost the ministry at a fire of coals, and here's a fire of coals now at breakfast. But it's similar, but not identical. Three times, this is the mechanics, three times Christ questions this man. Interrogation. Three responses of Simon Peter. Affirmation. And three exhortations of our Lord. Will you notice here? I wish I could have heard the Lord Jesus speaking to Simon Peter and saying, Simon Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And the three words in the Greek here are very important. And the word he uses here for love is the highest form, agapos. That's the highest and noblest word for love. And Christ chose the higher word. He says, do you love me with all your heart? Salvation, you see, is really a love affair. We love him because he first loved us. And the supreme word in religion is love. I would have chosen faith. Now abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. You know, it's a greater compliment to be trusted than to be loved. Faith will die when the object proves unworthy, but love lives on. Simon Peter failed, but the Lord no longer could have confidence in him, but he loved him. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. And God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were sinners, we were ungodly, we were without strength. And we love him because he first loved us. More than these. Now, there are two ways of reading that. More than these things that are here, material things, or more than these other disciples. I'm of the opinion that he means more than these other disciples, because Simon Peter had boasted that he's willing to lay down his life for it. Now, when Simon Peter answered, he didn't say, you know that I love you. He used a different word, phileo, and that is, I have an affection for you. Why didn't he come up to where the Lord was and say, I really love you? Well, he's already boasted before, and he's afraid to do that. And he says, Lord, you know my heart. You know this. And the exhortation is, be grazing my lambs, the little baby lambs. Now, some people think that he really said, be criticizing my lambs. That's the way we do it in California. That's the California version. But he really said, be grazing my lambs. Give them the word of God. Then he says here, Simon Peter again in verse 16, lovest thou me? Leaves off more than these. And then Simon Peter's no longer boasting, you see, here. He'll not come up. He's grieved at this, you see. He says, you know that I have an affection for you. In other words, he's saying, you know my heart. And then he says, be grazing the sheep. And the sheep need feeding also, you see, as well as the lambs. And we have a little book. We're sending it out to those who support the program, by the way, and I'm sorry that we have to make it like that, but we do. because of the type of operation that we have. We have no promotional program. We just say to our folk, we depend on the gifts of listeners to continue the program. And when a book is included, we must say you have to send in something to support the program. And that's the reason we do it, friend. But I have a book on this particular incident here, and that is this incident with Simon Peter. This is the secret of service. It's, do you love him? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And one of his commandments is to go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. And somebody says, I don't love him. I think, frankly, he'd say to you, then forget about taking the gospel out. He wants you to love him, friends. That's the most important thing of all. And that's what he's saying to this man, Simon Peter, here. This is the secret of service today. And if you love him, that's all important. All important. It's more important than anything else. He's the Lord not only of our will, as we saw in the fishing, but he's the Lord of our affections, of our heart. And he today wants your love above everything else.